question was asked, how should one study prophets, Nevi'im, Ketuvim? I recommend first getting an overview of the prophets, which might mean taking an art scroll, English copy of the prophets, and just read through a few chapters a day and finish it. Once you finished it once, maybe go over it a second time very, very quickly, and then start. If you're up to it, so then I would recommend learning with the Hebrew two chapters a day so that you finish it. And if you if you're not yet up to it, so I think the key in the beginning is getting a bekiyas, getting an overview. I also think that it's very worthwhile to begin when you're not doing the full thing at one shot, to begin with the stories. Skip the book of Joshua, start with the book of Judges, Shoftim. That's stories. You do Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim, you've covered the storyline. Once you finish that, then you see if you can move on to either Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Treyasar, or you could shift over to Ksuvim at that point, do the stories of the five Megillas, right? Esther, Ruth, yeah? You could then shift to Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, which are stories. And then you fill in with Tehillim, with Psalms, with Mishlei. And then what you're left with are the real hard ones. You have Chronicles, Divrei Hayamim, which is not so hard. It's just a little tedious. But what you're left with is the hard ones, Job and Yeshaya through the end of Prophets. When you've worked this way, you have the encouragement to do it. If you start with the hard stuff, Yeshua is hard because a lot of it is not so interesting. A lot of it is borders, boundaries. It's not so interesting. So that's why I recommend doing it in this order. One who learns two chapters a day of Tanakh, starting with prophets, will finish in 1 year, Bezach.
Everything, like 1 year?
All of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Yeah, all of prophets and writing.